to sexual assault the author experienced as a child. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says BMW North America is recalling more than 87,000 vehicles. The recall relates to an engine starter that can overheat and potentially catch fire. The regulator says dealers will replace the part at no cost. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. It's 34 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, a lot of people hit middle age and think, yikes, but also, okay, what's next? It's a time of life that can be busy, confusing, and transformative.
I lost my job. My husband and I decided to get a divorce after 31 years of marriage, and my world just kind of exploded.
We visit a sort of midlife wisdom school in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that helps people understand who they've been and who they want to become. Listen tomorrow now by telling your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
We've heard a lot about how tariffs on foreign companies are affecting American consumers. But just ahead, one sector you might not have thought of, model railroaders. They convene each year to celebrate their hobby, but this year they're wondering about the effect of tariffs. That story coming up by Jeff London on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us later this month as we celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, February 27th and 28th. Join us for a weekend packed with parties, live music, including the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, and Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. You can find a complete schedule of our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary weekend and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
We've got partly to mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming sunny, highs today in the lower 60s. It's 32 in Atchison, 40 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
at the South Pole, scientists have buried two seismometers 8,000 feet below the ice.
One is called Dr. Bob, and the other one is named T-Storm.
These highly sensitive machines are tuned to listen for earthquakes, and scientists hope they'll tell us more about the Earth's composition and movements. I'm Emily Kwong. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host What Does It Mean to Be United? February 11th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And in about 10 minutes, we'll have to take a look at a new exhibit in Nashville honoring the small town of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and the role it's played in American music. That coming up at about 7:54 on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area. It should turn sunny later today, highs in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Emporia, 33 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, news, and everything else you hear possible? You do. Everything you hear every day on KPR happens because of you and your financial contribution. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. And from all of us at KPR, thanks. The time is 8 o'clock.
From late January's winter storm. Forecasters are warning of the risk of hypothermia and frostbite, saying exposure to the extreme cold could be deadly. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Five men have been arrested in a sex trafficking sting conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The KBI reports that the two-day operation targeted individuals who use digital platforms to solicit minors for sex. Those arrested include a man from Pittsburgh, Kansas, three men from Missouri, and one from Mississippi. Charges against the men include aggravated human trafficking, commercial sexual exploitation of a child, and attempted indecent liberties. The men are being held in the Cherokee County Jail. A number of law enforcement agencies assisted in the investigation, including the sheriff's offices of Bourbon, Butler, Crawford, and Greenwood counties, as well as Ray County, Missouri. The investigation is continuing. In men's college basketball, KU defeated Utah in businesslike fashion, 71-59. KU coach Bill Self says the win wasn't pretty.
We got through it, and I'm happy about that, but we didn't play very well.
Self did single out Flory Bidunga, who scored 17 points, pulled down 10 rebounds, and had 7 blocked shots. But all KU's attention is now pointed toward top-ranked Arizona, who bring their undefeated record into Allen Fieldhouse tomorrow night. K-State men lost to TCU yesterday, 84-82. The KU women beat Cincinnati, 82-71. K-State women beat BYU, 77-52. Johnson County Community College has the unique distinction of having both its men and women's basketball teams enjoying unbeaten seasons so far. Both have records of 24-0. Their latest wins were over Highland Community College yesterday. The men's score was 81-67, and the women cruised 108-39. Meanwhile, Washburn University's 22-game winning streak has come to an end. They lost to Central Missouri yesterday, 74-72. We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listing area this morning, becoming sunny today, warmer temperatures with highs in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, sunny, highs in the lower 70s. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Canada.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Carswell and Hope's 5th Annual Valentine's Day Dinner and Dance Party at Arterra, Saturday, February 14th. Full-service dinner, champagne toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, in many cities, there are too many office buildings and not enough homes. So how easy is it to convert one into the other? That story coming up at about 8:32 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is throwing a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's February 27th and 28th, just weeks away, right here in Lawrence. We'll have live music by the band Nutty and by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can find a complete schedule of events for our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, and you can get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We've got cloudy skies, becoming sunny later today, warmer temperatures with highs in the lower 60s. It's 35 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Michelle Martin, Layla Fottle, and Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. Coming up, we'll hear about the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny and his rise to fame. That coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies, warmer temperatures today, highs in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the lower 70s. When you become a sustaining member of KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. You can be here for us in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing every time you turn to KPR, you made that happen. Become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org. npr.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Well, the sun is starting to peek out a bit in some places. We've got clouds throughout the KPR listening area this morning, but our forecast calls for sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s. It's 37 in Manhattan, 43 in Emporia. This is KPR.